priced like no other time before. Value, excitement, convenience, and an easy drive. See them January 6th through the 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center with free parking.
Northwest Ontario, there's no place like this.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
We must reduce inventory before year's end, so we're making deals on every floor in every store. That's right. If it's in stock, it's on sale if you take it home before the year ends. Plus, get extended special financing on top name laminate flooring from just 29 cents. Pre-finished solid domestic hardwood starting at just 99 cents. Pre-finished solid exotic hardwood from only $149. So hurry to Lumber Liquidators before the year ends, because if it's in stock, it's on sale.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians. So choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Hi, it's Frank Opinion. You know, one of the things that St. Louis is sort of famous for is when, you know, people meet each other, the first thing they go is, oh, hey, where do you bank? No, wait a second. No, it's where'd you go to high school. That's right. Not where did you bank. Okay, forget that. But if they said where do you bank, I know what I'd say. I'd say First Community Credit Union. And then some people might say, no, I said where do you bank. That's not a bank. It's a credit union. Well, it sort of is a bank. Kind of the same thing as a bank. You do your banking at First Community Credit Union. There's not a whole lot of difference, but what difference there is pretty significant, because it has more than anything else to do with stability, security, assets, and service. And that's where you're going to notice the difference. And I think it's enough of a difference to ask you to consider banking where everybody on the large morning show in the afternoon banks. And that's First Community Credit Union. If you want more, there's a lot of information at this website, firstcommunity.com.
Stuff out of your butt today, aren't you, Grant Funk?
That's kind of
personal. I was hoping nobody would notice.
That's kind of a personal question, isn't it?
Good afternoon, 5:15 at the Big 550 KTRS. Bill Clevel in for Franco Opinion on day number one of the self-imposed suspension for our leader. He'll be back in 6 days, 5 days, something like that. Great to have you along. Do a little round of introductions here, and we'll kick around some stories, and we'll take your calls, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. As always, spinning the hits and running the control board, here he is, everybody, Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill. Hi, everybody.
Sitting next to me, and she keeps rejecting these great ideas we have for her. I don't know that I'm not going to talk about it on the air.
I'm telling you. We had a couple of great ideas.
Tina's kind of an artist. And
very talented.
And she really is. And so we're trying to help her take her talents and help her maybe make some money off of these talents.
And she refuses. But we start talking about it, and she looks at us and rolls her eyes at us. She just rolls her eyes like, yeah, all right, uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what, she has these little doodle things. You know, a lot of people, when they're nervous or they're just trying to kill time, they make little doodles on paper. Well, she does this from time to time, and they're beautiful.
It's artwork.
They're really cool looking, and so we're trying to help her maybe discover some ways to make a business out of this, and she wants no part of it.
No.
So, no. I think what we're going to do, Dan, we'll just steal them.
I'll give them to you,
and then we'll do what we want with them.
You do, yeah. Give them to us. You make your doodles.
You could be my managers. If you can sell them, you get the percentage.
And then you give them to us.
I want like 80%. Is that okay? Does that seem fair?
We'll have a 50-50.
50-50. That'll work. And Dan is left out in the cold, right? All right. Tina Dalpiez, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
All right. And Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
Yes. thank you so much, Bill. I want to invite all the AM and the PMers.
Oh, for God's
there's
sake.
A lot of them that go out. I'm going to head to the House of Rock tonight to hang out with the Well Hungarians and see them. So if you want to see a good band, come out to the House of Rock
tonight. And this is
the
last night?
In Ronnie's Plaza. No, that's tomorrow night.
Oh, that's Thursday.
At another place we don't want to mention.
That's right.
But tonight at the House of Rock, they're there every Wednesday night. So,
okay, thank you.
Can I continue now?
Yes, continue.
Okay, thank you, Dan. That's Dan Strauss, everybody. I have to say that I was talking with my father last night. I had dinner with my dad. I had a friend of mine who recently lost his dad. And that kind of got to me, and I thought, you know, every opportunity you can to spend with your mom and dad, and hopefully most people get along with their parents, you got to take advantage of those times. So I thought about it. I'm going to go ask my dad at dinner. So we went and had dinner last night, and a couple of things came up. Now, the first one that came up was sort of, well, very interesting to me. We started talking about the radio business, and he said, I've never met Frank.
Your dad hasn't?
12 years or so I've been here. He's never once met Frank, which I thought at some point they
had. Wow, that's hard to believe.
He had never met Frank, but this is the kicker. He says to me, guess who he wants to meet?
Who, me?
He wants to meet John Hadley.
John Hadley?
John Hadley!
Oh. Really?
What? He said, yeah, I'd like to meet, I like that. He goes, you know that John Hadley? I said, yeah, I know John. He goes, I'd like to meet him. I like him. I'd like to meet John Hadley. So at some point, we'll have to arrange like a phone call or a lunch to date.
Phone call?
Yeah, sure.
We can just call him. We can call your dad right now.
I don't want to meet your dad. I'm sorry, Bill.
Say, listen, hey, Mr. Clevin, how you doing? This is John Hadley.
We really ought to call
him. Bring him up when he's here sometime.
Ought to call dad and pretend we're John Hadley. Maybe we'll do that later.
Say, Mr. Clevin,
how you doing? That's how you want. Then we start talking about Christmas gifts. And so my brother, for Christmas, bought my dad a website membership to, and I think it's...
Some porn site?
No. That was my gift to him. My brother got him something. I think it's like Ancestry.com.
Oh, yeah.
You sure with that?
Find your lineage, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And I'm not that interested in, and maybe I'm a horrible person because I just, it's not that I don't care, but I'm not, you know, if somebody could prove to me that we were related to, I don't know, Abraham Lincoln or, you know, somebody big and famous, that to me would be pretty exciting.
Are you like,
but I'm not going to sit on the computer for, you know, hours and hours researching some people that I'm never, you know, I never heard of, or I don't really care that much. But
I don't want to do it, but if someone else in the family does it,
if somebody else would like
great.
To do it, I'll look at it. And yeah. That's what I told him.
Compile all this information and then lay it right in front of me,
but
please.
But he's very interested, and a lot of people are very interested in it, and but it's just not for me. So we're talking about this. So he gets this website membership, and so he logs on to this Ancestry.com or whatever the heck it's called, and I guess you got to type in your information and punch it up.
Right.
All
right,
so I guess somewhat of a family tree pops up, maybe with information they already know based on information you put in, whatever. So his name pops up, Rick Clevelin, right there. Wow. Rick Clevelin, all right? Born January 23rd, 1952. Died October 4th, 2009.
Oh. Oh, man.
So he was on the computer, though.
Somebody in the family killed him off?
I said, I am really sorry I missed your funeral. Wow. I feel horrible.
Oh, my goodness. So did he correct
it? I don't know.
Was the birthday correct?
His birthday was, yeah. Yeah, January 23rd.
Was he able to go in there now since he's a member
and change his death date? I guess you were able to go in there and go, wait. No, not dead yet. I haven't died yet.
He will be soon.
So, you know, log on to the website if you're a member. Make sure they haven't killed you off.
So that's, I was going to say, your dad's fairly young, and he's really
active.
He'll be
60 years old in January. Yeah, pretty well. Which, you know, anymore, you know, when you were...
60's the new 40.
Yeah, when you're a little kid, you go, 60? You know, man, that's... Who cares? Now it's not that big a deal. And you're right, he's active, plays sports and stuff, and runs, and he does that Senior Olympics. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sure.
The Senior Olympics.
Oh, I bet he's like...
Oh, Mr. Speedy Gonzalez.
The Carl
Lewis.
Oh,
yeah. Don't you?
Well, no.
Who's here? Rick Clevelin. Crap, I'm out.
No, he does a lot of that. And,
the 10-yard dash.
And that's pretty neat.
I'm kidding.
The 10-yard.
I can run pretty fast, but that's about where it ends. But he does the, I think it's 200 meters, 200 yards.
Sure.
Whatever that one
yeah,
is.
Yeah, they're in meters
yeah,
for the
he
races.
Does, he does that a lot. So Rick Clevelin wants to meet John Hadley and is dead, apparently.
Why?
So hated to hear that.
He doesn't have any... big expectations or anything. Going
yeah,
busy.
What does, did you tell, did you give him some background about John?
No, I really couldn't stop laughing long enough to give him any sort of background.
Oh, Hadley will probably be,
I'd be thrilled.
Pretty touched.
I'll get him an autograph. All right, does John want to jump in here?
Yes, he does.
John, what's going on? Good afternoon.
Hi, Bill, gang, how you doing?
Good. Hey, John.
AM and the PM as always. Hallelujah. But I just jumped in the car and you were talking about finding out if you're actually dead or not.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to work part-time retrieving deceased from various homes, nursing homes, for a funeral parlor.
And that was before you died?
Yes, long before that happened. Well, we went to one house one evening. It was about 2:30 in the morning, and when we walked in, my partner and I, the lady goes, "We didn't know whether to call you guys first or the nurse."
The nurse? You know,
like, well, normally the nurse is called to verify the fact that the person is deceased before the funeral parlor is called.
Right.
So, well, we called her, and she says, "Well, we knew it was going to happen, so most likely she is passed. She is deceased." And I kept looking at my partner thinking, you talk about putting the cart before the horse here. That
yeah,
was us.
No kidding.
But it turned out that she had expired, and we did the right thing. So
that was like that old Monty Python thing that we were just doing. Bring out your dead.
But I'm not dead yet.
You guys have a happy New Year.
Thanks, John. You too, man.
I know.
Thank you, John.
I have a neighbor that does that. He actually works for a funeral home, and he goes out and he does it. He's on call once in a while, like once a month or something, and he has to go out and pick up the bodies.
Oh my goodness!
And
boy,
I told
that's
him,
one thing I don't think I could do.
I told him, I said, "You know what? I really wouldn't mind doing that one time with you."
And tagging along.
Yeah, tagging along.
And have you?
No, I haven't. And he said. He said, "I won't take you to a residence. If I get called to a residence," he goes, "sometimes that's really, really ugly, and the smell and everything is so bad." He goes, "A nursing home, maybe." I'm like, "I don't want to do the nursing home. I want to do the residence thing."
My goodness, what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You want to see, like...
You don't know what's wrong.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
You know, anymore, you could just watch one of those CSI shows. Those things are pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, you'll sit down. I'll sit down once in a while, have dinner, and turn that on. You're like, I can't watch this while I'm eating. It's gross. Speaking of eating, somebody brought up something earlier to me today, and it was a restaurant that I hadn't heard about in a long, long time. Do you guys ever eat at Po Folks? Do you remember that?
Oh, sure.
Yes. Yeah. Po Folks. Wow. And how long? That's been gone, like, for 10, 20
years.
Kind
of like a Cracker Barrel,
kind of. Po Folks. Wow. And it was, and I remember the spokesperson, at least for a while, was a country music guy, Whisperin' Bill Anderson.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Whisperin' Bill Anderson.
Holy cow. Right. Po Folks.
There was also the one up by us turned into Rural Route.
Rural Route.
I cannot say that darn word. Yeah, Rural Route. Something
rural?
Or other.
And then there was, around that time, there was Jack's or Better and the Ground Round.
Mm.
That you could throw the peanuts on the floor.
I mentioned Christmas and different gifts and things earlier. One of the gifts, and I started watching them last night, was the DVD series of WKRP in Cincinnati. One of the great television shows of all time. I loved WKRP in Cincinnati. You're looking at me funny. Did you not like that, Tina?
No,
you
I like it.
And Dr. Johnny Fever. And who was the overnight? Venus Flytrap.
Yeah, right.
And Les Nessman when
Les
he said Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And they played the... And, you know, watching that, I think, holy crap, there really are a lot of similarities between that and the real radio business. But
and
a lot
KTRS.
Of fun and all of them, really, to be honest. But that's a great gift if you want to get a DVD series. I'd recommend that one.
Herb Tarlick.
WKRP in Cincinnati, yeah. This is Linnell. Hello, Linnell.
Hello. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Oh, you
thanks,
too.
Linnell.
Linnell.
Hey, I won 4 tickets to the Fox January the 3rd for La Cage en Folle.
Yeah.
Playing Ask Bill Anything a week ago.
Yeah.
And my apartment has sprung a leak so bad I have to move, and this is major. I would like to return them for you to do what you can with them so they're not wasted.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very nice. All right. Well, okay. we'll re-gift them, so to speak.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Linnell.
Uh-huh. All bye-bye.
Right. All right. Sorry, taking care of personal
get?
Business.
Yeah,
though,
but
on
and how,
air.
I don't even know, your first show is this weekend. How
did
you already,
already
win tickets?
We had a
pre-show?
Practice show.
Like a,
A practice show that was kind of live?
They put us on at 3 in the morning when they didn't think anybody would be listening.
Oh, wow.
The practice.
Well, Linnell was out there.
So that we're rested and ready to go when we do our first tribute
where's
show.
Where's Lakaja Faux playing?
It is very, very, very
at the
good
Fox.
To say that. I had to have somebody else pronounce
it
when I gave them
away out,
at the fabulous Fox Theater. And it's starring, who's the really tan guy?
George Hamilton.
George Hamilton.
Oh, it sounds like Tina might want those tickets.
She perked up a little bit. A little bit.
Do you have a trivia question, maybe, that she can answer for the tickets?
Yeah. Would you like to maybe take a shot at winning the tickets?
Go ahead, Tina.
Lacaja, what is it?
Lacaja Faux.
Lacaja Faux. And it's supposed to be like the Birdcage, right? The movie The Birdcage?
Yeah, I think it was based on that.
Oh, okay. That you want a trivia question? How about this? SKU, S-K-U, is an acronym. used for a particular product in a database. What does SKU stand for?
SKU.
Making
SKU.
It difficult, then.
Is it something unit? No.
System.
Anybody want to see my unit? That's what I want to play.
System. SKU.
It's the SKU unit. Is the number on the package that matches the number on
unit
the
is,
shelf.
Unit okay. is the U in SKU. That is correct.
Okay.
You not winning ticket. I'll give you half a ticket for getting that.
Is it like
one ticket?
Yeah.
Is it system or ticket. Select or something
nope.
like that?
No. Nope.
System.
Serial.
I'll give you a hint. Starts with an S.
Well, what's the second letter?
K. System. SKU. That was part of the question.
No, I meant the second letter of the first word.
Oh, T. S T.
Oh.
Like the blank market.
Standard.
Date. Oh.
Stock.
Stock.
Stock lookup number? Unit? No.
It's a K.
S-K-U.
No, but there was something I remember.
La Cage Fleur.
Stock? No.
Stock?
Keeping number?
Stock
unit?
Keeping unit. Yeah, she's got it.
Stock keeping unit?
I hit that. Stock keeping units. Wow. All right. No tickets for you.
Yeah, I worked at Venture.
Okay. We were just talking about it. I was talking about Venture with somebody earlier today. I loved Venture. That's a great story.
I had to do the planograms in the fishing department.
Planogram.
You know how many lures they
What's
used
to What's a planogram?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what is a planogram?
A planogram is this little chart, and every single item had to be in a certain hole on that peg wall. And somebody had drawn up like a CAD drawing of every single item that was sold at Venture, and you had to make sure that you put the little hook
were these
in the
right were these
spot.
Like vendors who would give you things, and you had to set things up?
I think Venture made up the planograms.
The planograms.
That's what they called them.
Planograms in the CAD unit in La Cage aux Foies.
Wow. Yeah. At the Fabulous Fox.
Mm. So Deion Sanders is getting divorced.
Yeah, but it's going to be a rough one, too, it looks like.
Did you hear how she found out? She found out on the internet. She found out on TMZ.com. He didn't even tell her to call her that he wanted a divorce or whatever. She had to find out on the internet. But I like him. I like that commercial he's in. I don't know what it's for, but he's like
Cheetos. He's a little fairy.
Yeah, and he's floating around and whatever. He says, hey. Which one is that? Thank you, by the way.
That was a good impression.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've never seen that? It's what are the spots for that he does?
One he breaks a Cheeto. I think they're
direct TV. I'm sure that's what it is. Yeah. But he's arguing with the guys who were watching a football game, and he's yelling at them. That's my Deion Sanders impersonation.
That was very good.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you very much. Did you watch any of the in North Korea today? They had the funeral for Kim Jong Il.
Pyongyang.
Yeah, very good.
Well, he was well,
would
he
you
got
like
it.
A couple of tickets
to
La Cage aux Foies? and the thing that struck me, they have the hearse, I guess, and on top of the hearse, is it a hearse? They had a giant photograph of Kim Jong-il. The son of a gun had to be like 40 feet tall. Did you see this thing?
I saw that.
Unbelievable.
Wait, did they have the casket on top of the car also?
I didn't see the casket on top of the car. They were parading his body around in this like almost like a Pope mobile looking thing.
Yeah.
It was like a bulletproof glass deal, you know? I don't think he was parading around in
there was
today.
Like 6 inches of snow on top of the car, and then there was something. I guess that was his photo on top of
you know,
that.
We really shouldn't laugh, those poor people over there. You know they got to have hated that guy, and because they're tortured and tormented, I'm sure they put him out there and go, hey, get out there and act like you're sad because
cry
the rest of the world is watching.
It's very interesting because I saw an article. It was a life photographer that was able to get into North Korea, I think 5 or 6 years ago, pretending to be a chocolatier from Germany. And so he.
What is a chocolatier? I don't know what that
somebody,
is either.
Somebody who makes chocolate.
Oh, that's all it is?
Yeah.
I'm thinking too deep here.
It's like a musketeer.
Yeah. So, you can't, because they don't let media in there to take pictures.
Right.
So he had to be very careful how he was, and he said it's very interesting. There's hardly any private automobiles in the country. And it's almost like he said it's like a movie set, and especially around when this thing happened with the death.
Mm-hmm.
And it said some people over there said it looked like all the North Koreans were trying to outdo one another with their sorrow, and it's almost like they had to put on this show of being more,
grief.
Yeah, who is going to be grieving more. Almost, it was almost like a competition.
That is weird.
It's a very interesting place.
Very weird. But you know what? You don't do it, they'll throw you in some kind of prison for the rest of your life.
I mean,
You're not crying?
Crazy. And before we get out of here, I would like to apologize to a new general manager, Mark Dorsey, works here.
Yes.
He was very nice that he went around and gave everyone gift cards.
Yes.
That was very nice.
Very nice.
And so he gave me a gift card, wow, or somebody gave it to me with his name on it. So I walked by his office on, I guess this would have been Friday. You guys weren't here. I was here. I was here working.
Yes,
Friday.
Right.
And I knocked on his door, and I shouldn't have said. I said, hey, dude, thanks for the card.
Hey, dude.
Dude, I referred to our general manager as dude. And after I said it, I thought, well, that probably wasn't very bright.
Haven't you done that before with dude or something?
I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, dude.
What is
a very respectful
where do I
term
get that?
For someone?
I don't know.
It's not like I'm a surfer.
In power.
Yeah, dude.
Or a cowboy.
Thanks, dude. You know what? John Hadley. I bet it was at John Hadley. Yeah. I got it from John Hadley.
Hadley calls everybody dude.
So, Mr. Dorsey.
Say, dude, thanks for
listening,
the card,
dude.
Man.
I apologize. You're not supposed to probably say
no,
that.
I wouldn't think so.
All right. Speaking of dudes, Mike Evans will join us coming up in just a little bit here. Large morning show in the afternoon. Bill Cleveland in for Frank Opinion on this day one of five suspension days for Frank. Self-imposed Frank suspension
yeah,
days.
Yeah, someone called. We better make that clear. Frank suspended himself.
Yes, the management here had nothing to do with
someone. Someone already called and said, "What? I just got in the car. Frank suspended for what?" No, Frank.
He's his own boss, himself. And he suspended himself.
Yeah. Well, hang on a second, Mr. Dorsey. I want to apologize for that too.
Dude,
calls. Dude.
Hey, dude.
All right, back in a few moments. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oakland Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Tina.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, dude, Mr. Cleveland.
Yeah, dude.
I want to ask you on the WKRP thing.
In Cincinnati.
Do they have the original music behind all, you know?
It's funny you mentioned that because on the front of the DVD, it says some of the music has been edited
out. Copyright infringement.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, because I guess they couldn't get the rights to some of the music that they used when they produced the show.
Well, what surprises me is I've gone online to listen, to watch some of the WKRP episodes, and the music is totally different. And there's no original stuff. It's instrumental instead of Foreigner and that. But I figured on the DVD, if you bought it, That kind of paid for it, but it's different.
Well, that was a Christmas gift, so
I
enjoyed it.
And I do remember what Tina said. It was Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Yeah. I never forgot that.
He even corrected him, and he goes, Mr. Rodriguez.
Yeah. Great show. Love that show.
Oh, that was the best. Well, I tell you what, the best right now is traffic. There is not much going on. You look great out in the O'Fallon, St. Peter's area on westbound 70. Eastbound 270, no problems all the way out to the chain of Rocks Bridge. A little bit slow Manchester down through Doherty Ferry on southbound 270. Westbound 40, that was slow. The Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason. Eastbound 40, that was a little bit heavy between 141 and Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by Children's Advil. Nothing brings your child's fever down faster or keeps it down longer. Choose Children's Advil. Relief you can trust. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Be social. It's the KTRS way. The next time you're on Facebook, search the Big 550 and click like. Then you'll always be in the loop for breaking news and St. Louis scoops. Oh, yeah, and no postings from Farmville guaranteed. It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page. The talk of St. Louis. The Big 550. KTRS.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchett at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchett provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchett will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchett will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchett is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior Discount Supply.
These are difficult times, and you need the St. Louis Home Retention Group. As you know, President Obama just the other day talked about a new federal program to help you save your home or help you get out of that high-stress position that you're in because of your mortgage. It's nobody's fault. It's everybody's concern. And you can get the help you need from the people at St. Louis Home Retention Group right now. Go to the website, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, or simply call them direct at 636-527-5121. For the past 3 years, the Better Business Bureau has rated the St. Louis Home Retention Group with an A. And that means they're getting it done. They're doing a great job, and they actually care about what happens. They'll help you wade through the loan modification stuff that they do so well that can be so confusing for everybody else. Trust the St. Louis Home Retention Group to help you get the most out of whatever federal programs are available and help you save your home right now or at least modify the debt you're under. St. Louis Home Retention Group. Call them, 636-527-5121.
At St. Louis Popcorn Company, they're giving back. For every tin they sell online at stlpopcorn.com, a donation of $2 will be made to the USO of Missouri. Order your popcorn tin now and help take care of the men and women protecting this country. That's stlpopcorn.com. The St. Louis Popcorn Company is located at 13th and Washington in the heart of downtown St. Louis. Stop in and get a free sample today. 10 scrumptious flavors to choose from, including gourmet classics like caramel, cheese, and Chicago mix. Not to mention a variety of mouth-watering new recipes like vanilla curry caramel, caramel with nuts, and the amazing chocolate fix. Log on to stlpopcorn.com, browse through the delicious options, and then pre-order the perfect gift for your friends, family, clients, and coworkers. And for every tin that you purchase, a $2 donation will be made to the USO of Missouri. Help support the troops and enjoy a delicious tin of popcorn. St. Louis Popcorn Company and stlpopcorn.com. Poppin' fresh gourmet flavors daily. That's good.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stefanina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Join the email club and get a coupon for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best, Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stefspizza.com.
Welcome home. Right now, Lutheran Senior Services has apartments available featuring the very best in housing for older adults with limited financial resources. With 10 area locations, Lutheran Senior Services Affordable Housing offers communities that are affordable, convenient, and secure. It's where neighbors become friends and staff feels like family. Lutheran Senior Services serves older adults of all faiths. Visit lssaffordablehousing.org or call 314-262-8225 today.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan. Available at pet specialty retailers.
Hi there, it's Frank. For all the dumb things I've done in my life, there have been plenty of them. One of the smart things I did is I started saving money in my late 20s. I was now 27 or something. It wasn't much, but it was a start, and it got me in the habit of paying myself first, and that's what you sort of have to do. You have to decide, I'm going to pay myself this much money, 5% of what you make, or whatever you decide to do, and you let that money stack up, and then you let it work and grow. But you need some help. You need some advice, some investment advice. If you have $25,000 or more, and I'm not talking about 20-somethings that have, you know, $300 like I did. I'm talking about those of you who have $25,000 or more. You know that you want that to become more than that. You don't want to just have it remain $25,000. That's not going to take you very far, especially a few years from now. So you go to people like Mark and Jason. Not people like them. How about write to Mark and Jason? Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. All you need to do is go to their website, check them out. Their phone number is there. Give them a call. Set up a meeting. And you may already have a financial advisor. My advice would be get a second opinion from these guys. MarkandJason.com.
That'd be a little weird talking to this guy. Usually when I talk to him, it's Aloha Friday.
I know.
I wonder if he has like an Aloha Wednesday song.
No.
No? Not so much? All right. Mike Evans from Southern California. He is brought to you by Thompson Price. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, online. ThompsonPrice.com. Here he is, everybody. A good Wednesday afternoon. Mike Evans. What's up, homie?
Hey, we start off with a pop quiz question. What was the most talked about TV event on social networks? The Super Bowl, the MTV Video Awards, or Kate and William's wedding? Answer in just a minute. My five saddest celebrity stories of 2011. Hmm. Number five, Arnold is baby daddy and his maid is baby mama. Number four, Justin Bieber is not baby daddy, but is accused. He's 17 years old, this woman accused him. That was a bad story. Ashton, number three, Ashton and Demi divorcing. Number two, Dr. Conrad Murray guilty. And number one, even if you weren't a fan, I thought the saddest story in the celebrity world in 2011 was the death of Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Way too young to die.
Yep.
Hollywood and politics. Daniel Craig says that he doesn't trust any politician. Daniel Craig calls all politicians, quote, blankheads and liars.
Oh, my.
Oh.
That's not going to stop Gary Sinise, who is supporting Newt Gingrich for the election.
Really?
Halle Berry. Jennifer Aniston. I figured. Ted Danson. We'll all be campaigning for President Obama. Going the other direction, Matt Damon is recruiting celebrities to not support Obama. So he is not happy with the way that President Obama has done his first 4 years. Celebrities have banded together here in Hollywood, and with so many living here and having a lot of money and clout and investing in lobbyists, it looks like two of the most popular bills that are going to go in front of the California legislature and electorate this next year will be legalizing marijuana and banning the death penalty in California, and partially because of the way that the celebrities have been funding a lot of these lobbyists, it looks like those two actually may come to pass this coming year. Meryl Streep will get an Oscar nod for playing Margaret Thatcher in the biopic The Iron Lady.
Yeah.
But Meryl Streep hated Margaret Thatcher's politics. Couldn't stand her politics.
Did you see her honored last night?
The Kennedy Center?
Yeah.
I caught parts of it.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was nice.
Yeah. They always do a good job.
Is she known as a nice person in the business? Because it came off as though she was a pretty nice person.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Yeah.
Very nice. Lives in Connecticut.
Yeah.
On a farm.
Nice.
TV news, this could be an all-time first. Television networks taking the high road. All three networks say they will pass and not pay Casey Anthony for an interview.
Beautiful.
Just let that sink in.
Nice. Okay.
All right, it sunk in.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
All three networks are fighting to be the first to interview accused child molester Jerry Sandusky.
Oh. Why? I'd rather see Casey Anthony.
Unbelievable. Yeah, really. On the other hand, you know who the nicest guy in network television probably is?
No.
Brian Williams, NBC News.
Really?
Very nice man. Very.
He's funny.
People that know him are very good friends of his. And, I've never heard anything the wonderful things about this guy.
He's kind of got that Tom Brokaw thing going a little bit, doesn't he?
A little bit.
Too bad we don't have tape of Tom Brokaw talking about Brian Williams.
No, you're mistaken. We do.
You're kidding.
Yeah, we got a little bit here.
Can you play a little bit of that, or we have to wait for Jill St. Jack?
No, we can do that. Peon, cue that up. Here we go.
That's Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. You know, when Brian Williams first took over for me, I was really upset, and I hated the SOB, but now...
Now
I like him a lot. This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
That's timely stuff right there.
Yeah.
It's almost a shame they don't allow him to use some of his humor on that Rock Center or whatever. That
I've never seen that.
Hey, it's not doing that well, right, Mike?
No, it's not. Monday Night News Magazine. FYI, Justin Bieber furious and disgusted that Lady Gaga used his name in her new F-Lace song. It was talked that Gaga and Bieber were going to do a single together, but I don't think that's going to happen now.
No.
I know. And scoop is Liv Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Can't stand her dad, Steven Tyler's new fiancé, Erin Brady. Steven, 63, Erin, 35.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go, Steven.
That's a May-December relationship, and I've told you before, you know what May sees in December? Santa Claus.
How old is
Steven's
daughter, do you know?
Liv?
I think she's 33.
Yeah, didn't they find out about it till it happened or something?
No. He's been dating her for years.
No, the engagement.
The engagement, they found about it. They read it on TMZ.
Yeah.
Here's your stepmom. She's 2 years older than you.
Yeah. she's older than most of your friends.
Yeah.
And finally,
hate
to see it end, especially with little Billy Club.
We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all right.
Damn. All right. What was the most talked about TV event on the social networks in 2011? Was it the Super Bowl, Kate Williams' wedding, or the MTV Video Awards?
Dino.
I'm going to go with the wedding.
I'm going to go MTV.
Wedding.
Number three was Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Number two, MTV Awards. Number one, the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Mike Everett. I'm Hollywood O'Fain.
I think we all got it right, didn't we?
Yeah. Almost. Yeah, we did.
Oh.
Who got it wrong?
You.
No, I said wedding. I said the wedding.
You did?
Yes. Huh. Absolutely. Roll the tape back.
So did I. That's weird.
That's that is Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. We'll be back. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. We just got a report of an accident. It's on northbound 270 just past Olive. The two left lanes are blocking. It's kind of interesting. With all the light traffic there has been in the morning and afternoon, there's been several accidents between Olive and Page today. And so now is no different. You've got two left lanes blocked. Southbound 270 just a little bit heavy now south of Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown bridge approaches, everything looks good there. Westbound 40, still a little slow, Hampton through McCausland. And then as you approach Mason, you got a little slow traffic there also. This traffic report, it's brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Safe Auto, it's always looking for ways to encourage uninsured drivers to call for their affordable state minimum coverage. Don't be one of those uninsured drivers. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, state minimum coverage, maximum savings. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Our good friend Congressman Russ Carnahan.
Good morning. It is good to be with you and good to be home.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Here's what I don't understand, and maybe you can answer it. Maybe you can ask somebody next time you go back to Washington. They say tax cuts pay for themselves.
It's no small amount of hypocrisy going on there.
The Big 550.
I mean, they would be, you know, doing everything conceivable if these were tax cuts that were lapsing on the very highest income Americans.
KTRS.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood. So most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change. And that's why I say go to our website at thomasstairs.com, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
Are you someone who takes a multivitamin? Do your friends take it and talk about the benefits? Maybe a doctor has recommended that now it's time for you to take a multivitamin. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for a new multivitamin you should know about. It's called NeoVitan and is a blend of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that will give you countless health benefits. NeoVitan has been developed by a local physician, and it contains antioxidants which are believed to promote defenses against free radicals. Sensible doses of 20 different essential vitamins and minerals. It's called NeoVitan, and people who are taking it absolutely love it. I have been taking it now for the last couple of weeks, and there is an extra spring in my step thanks to NeoVitan. To find out more, go to NeoVitan.com. That's NeoVitan.com. Also available at Dierbergs Pharmacy in Edwardsville and the Schnucks Culinary area in downtown St. Louis. To find out more, NeoVitan.com. That's NeoVitan.com.
Hi, Frank O'Pinion. When you go in the showroom at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, you're going to see some signs around that say, "We only look expensive." And they do. If Thompson Price does a kitchen, a bathroom, a home entertainment room, it's going to look expensive. Expensive is a relative term. You know what's expensive? Expensive is shoddy workmanship that you didn't pay a lot for, and it's garbage. It has to be redone because it wasn't first class. It wasn't what you really wanted. You tried to cut corners. That's expensive. Having to do anything twice or having it redone sooner than you expected to, that's expensive. Quality, first-class workmanship is not expensive. When you can look at something 15 years later after it was done and say, "Hey, this still looks great, and that was money well spent," that's not expensive. Now, there are some places that are. There are places where you can you pay for something you don't get. You overpay. Not Thompson Price. You get every dollar's worth. It is money well spent, and boy, do they know what they're doing when it comes to kitchens, bathrooms, and home entertainment rooms. Start with their website, thompsonprice.com. That'll tell you where the showroom is located. I hope you can drop in there, too, and take a look at just a small sample of what they're able to do. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home.
We have just a few moments before we are out of here on a Wednesday. Bill in for Frank for a few days. Great to have you folks along. There was a photograph online, and it's worth Googling. There's a fish. I don't know if it's the most ferocious fish of all, but certainly one of them. And the fish is called, and this isn't the scientific name, but this is what people in the fish world, I guess, would refer to it as. It's called the ball cutter fish.
Ball cutter. Not a good fish.
And it's exactly what you were thinking. There were two incidents recently, two men that encountered this ball cutter fish, and it killed two men by biting off their testicles.
Oh, it killed them.
So it's a ball biter, not a ball cutter.
It's both. It's referred to as a ball cutter, and if you look this thing up, I don't even know what the website. The Telegraph website is the one out of the UK is the one that had the picture. This thing is unfriggin' believable. It's got teeth like a human. I mean, it's the teeth.
Oh, not
are just
sharp, but they're like
actual teeth. They look like
somebody's dentures.
Teeth? No, not even dentures. Teeth out of a person who hasn't brushed their teeth in a long, long time. Just kind of dirty yellow teeth in this fish, and it is disgusting. But two men recently died by the ball cutter fish. One, a British angler, was the most recent one to be taken down by the ball cutter fish.
You could survive if just your Your boys get bit off.
Yeah, I know. And you think you'd have waiters
when you,
on.
When you lose a lot of, well, I don't want to get into too many details. Hey, that ladies, I know you don't.
So they're going after the
credit,
seamen? Is that what they're?
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, you said it was the fishermen, aren't they?
No, you're right.
Seamen?
Yeah, oh, no, you're right. Yeah. Man, but I'm telling you what, as a guy, nothing hurts more than having a fish.
Hey, make sure to
cut
go
off
to our
the boys.
Facebook page, Henry's Humans, and like our Facebook page.
Oh, for
just trying to change the subject
God.
There a little bit.
Hey, by the way, do go on the Facebook page. Peon posted a very, very, very funny video today. If you need it for a laugh at the end of the day, because I'm sure we weren't a lot of help. Hey, have a wonderful Wednesday night, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.